Richard, if you would, first of all, tell me what you do for the National Corn Growers Association.
Well, my position at NCGA is simply that of Vice President of Research and Business Development. That takes care of looking at all sorts of new business opportunities with research activities. I also have the additional accountabilities of working as the direct lead for the Ethanol Committee, the Production Stewardship Committee, as well as biotech. And if I like to joke, any other responsibilities as assigned to me by the CEO.
There is always that catch-all, you
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
Well, we've got a CUTC, Corn Utilization Technology Conference, taking place here. What do you think so far? What are your impressions and thoughts?
I'm really, really impressed. This conference has approximately 375 attendees. The final count will be until tomorrow because we have a new day in tomorrow. We've got almost 11 different countries represented, including the U.S. We have people coming in from Argentina. We have from Colombia, South America. We have from Jordan, from Israel. We have from France, from Spain, from Germany, from Denmark, from Finland, from Japan and China. I'm just really surprised at showing up. We have a good number of people coming here who have never come here before. We have a good number of exhibitors who have never exhibited before. We actually have one exhibitor who's actually coming in here exactly from Germany, precisely for this conference. We've got... we've had, and right now we'll have about 35 speakers. We've got 10 sessions, across the board type array of individuals with respect to their interests as well as the conference topics. I'm really very pleased, particularly when you consider the fact the economy is not that good anymore. A number of companies have told me that they're cutting back. Some actually didn't come because of the financial constraints. Other ones have sent a number of smaller people, or less people, but still a pretty good show out for this kind of conference.
Well, and when you look at the industry and of the production or processing of corn in particular, this just couldn't be happening at a better time, could it?
Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect timing because actually it's like a synergy in terms of just things happening with corn, things happening with ethanol, things happening with oil. Something's good, something's bad, but all of which are leading us together to get us to where we should be, which is less dependent upon petrochemical-type products and developing a focus upon biorenewables.
Yeah. I know it. We'd like to think that everything that happens here could get out into the general media so that the public would really know what's going on with some of this new technology, because we're talking a lot about biofuels here, obviously, but at the same time, some ways that even during the production of that, we can look at some other products being created that just increase the value or enhance the value of what we're trying to do in order to relieve our dependence on foreign oil, right?
Well, that's absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, when you consider one of the missions of the NCGA is to increase opportunities for corn growers, and corn is a commodity, and it's market-driven, so yes, the price is a little bit high right now, but quite frankly, that's not going to remain like that. Market will change, it'll drop back down. Same likewise with ethanol. Ethanol supply and demand, you're going to find that there will be times which you have a supply in the market, there will be a glut in the market, the prices drop back down, and in many respects, it's a one-pony show. So you really have to look for something that does more than just allow you to fill one product niche. And what this conference is doing is taking a look at those things, which I call corn and new horizons, corn beyond ethanol, which what can you do with derivatives of products such as corn, such as ethanol, in which you can make new type-based petrochemicals. What can you do with DDGs that may move the arena beyond animal feed? And one thing we really haven't touched upon yet is what can you do with carbon dioxide beyond just making bubbly water or pumping out old wells? And what's driven that or has stopped that really is the cost of working on a non-reactive molecule. But when oil is $138 or $130 or $140, whatever number it is per barrel right now, that is no longer cost prohibitive.
Well, I want to thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, Richard. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.